best overall female at the Australian Bush Poetry Championships. We've got a lot of poetry talent in the Goulburn Murray, and she joins us now. Rhonda, good morning. How are you?
Oh, well, thanks, Matt. How are you?
Very good, very good. You're coming in loud and clear. I know we're playing a bit of... There was a bit of musical chairs on the phones going on, but I think you're coming in loud and clear, so that should be okay anyway, as long as you can hear us all right.
Yes, hear you beautifully. It's foggy in Violettown, that's the problem.
Oh, you've got the fog this morning, have you?
Not much, no, not really.
Well, it will clear, apparently. it's pretty sunny in downtown. It's pretty sunny and clear in downtown Shepparton at the moment, or the sun's coming up anyway. But look, congratulations to you. I know when Woz had a chat to you last year, you'd sort of started to amass a few awards and so forth, and it sounds like you've cracked it for the big one.
Yes, I did. After Woz spoke to me in the middle of last year, I was Queensland champion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's female performance champion. And then I went to the New South Wales Championships in September, and I won that.
Yep.
Then I went to Tamworth, the Golden Damper at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. Now, I have to say here, Matt, that this is a mixed section of men competing against women, which is always tricky for the ladies.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to crack that New South Wales competition. They're very parochial up there.
So it's an all-in event. There's no genders.
It's an all-in event. And you compete in heats, and the top three in each heat and move through to the final. So mm-hmm. only nine compete. And every year I've done it for the last 4 years, I've managed to get into that final, but never any further. But this year I brought home a third. We were very happy.
Fantastic. Well done.
And then I went to Dunedoo in March, which is a little town between Dubbo and Tamworth, mm-hmm. and cracked it for the best female overall there. And then I went to Corryong to the Man from Snowy River Festival in early April, and I won the Australian Female Championship.
Which is the big one, I would assume.
Which is the big one, and because I'm Victorian, I am the Victorian champion too, so that gives me the whole Eastern Seaboard.
Fantastic. So this has all really come in a rush for you, Rhonda. When did the urge to write and perform poetry start for you?
Well, I'm the children's author from Violettown who write those quirky books, such mm-hmm. as Fair Dinkum Ned and No Cars for Jess, that have been around for a while. I started writing those all Aussie rhyming, Aussie our bush lingo that I love mm-hmm. way back in the 1980s to keep children interested in schools.
Yeah.
And then turned them into books in 2006. And by pure chance, about 5 years ago, stumbled into the Mildura Country Music Festival when I was there with books. And someone said to me, you need to be at the Poet's Breakfast down at the Edge Hotel. And I stumbled into that and was very reluctantly put on the stage by the beautiful MC Neil MacArthur, who thought this dame's weird. Mm-hmm. Should I really put her up? And did one poem, and then he came up to me and said, oh, have you got any more? So I've got oodles. How many do you want?
Yeah.
And so from there, I've been back every year. And then 4 years ago, they were people there who also compete were urging me to give it a go. So my first competition was only in 2012.
Wow. But I gather whilst you're writing these children books, were you still sort of writing also sort of adult-themed sort of poetry as well at the same time? Were you keeping your hand in that way?
No, not really. I only started writing the adult themes. I've had people say adult poetry, Matt, and they think I mean something else, and I don't.
I was trying to choose my words carefully there. Didn't do a very good job, did I?
Mind you, some of them are very risque, and some of them I have to match the audience for. Oh, yes.
There's a sealed section to your routine, is there?
Yes, and, you know, some of it's, I say, it's tongue-in-cheeky.
Yeah, fair enough.
And so I knew that to compete, I just couldn't keep doing the kids' stuff. So
yeah.
I upped that to the more adult things and have been writing for that ever since, really.
What's it like being on the circuit? Is it competitive? Is there a good camaraderie?
It's competitive, but there's a beautiful camaraderie, really. And when you, if you're lucky enough to win and you get the chance to stand at the mic and do your speech,
mm-hmm.
I always do say, even though we compete against each other, we know each other very well. We're proud of what each other writes. You know, we say to people, can I perform that? That's brilliant.
Mm.
And so there's a lovely camaraderie. And especially last year across Australia, we lost a number of very good bush poets because we're all getting old.
Mm.
And so we've got very few younger people coming up behind us. And so we know that we need to keep as many of us around for as long as possible, keeping it going.
Yeah, yeah. How do you get the younger people interested, do you think, in poetry and then that form of bush poetry and yarn spinning, do you reckon? What's the solution? Is there one?
Well, I perform at schools. I mainly teach part-time myself down in Seymour, so I do perform at schools and around the tracks. And, you know, for the adults love it, and the kids enjoy it, but, you know, every performance you give for kids, Matt, you'll see the one or two little faces in the audiences with their mouths open and their eyes wide, thinking, wow. Mm. And even the teachers will say, oh, you know, that kid was really hooked into this. Mm. And you hope that it carries on, maybe not as a child, but in later life. All competitions have junior sections. We just struggle to get people to compete in them.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a bit more. I actually read an interesting article on the weekend. Clive James has put out a book of poetry, and Clive James, of course, the famous Australian expat living in England and is terminally ill, and so it's a book of poems that means a lot to him, but he talked about just the value of poetry in his life, and for people, he said. He thinks it's a great form of expression, so... I'm with you on that one. Now you're going, Rhonda. You've got a poet. You've got a poem for us this morning. I think is that right?
I do that, and it's one of my tongue in cheekies.
Okay, is it? But it's family friendly, is it? At this time,
it is. I've turned it into family friendly, and all those football lovers will have to forgive me. It is tongue in cheeky. It's called Football Blasted Football.
All right. Okay? Well, take it away.
Okay, Football Blasted Football. It bores me to bits. And those screaming fans are a mob of twits. What is it about a red leather ball that causes the whole country to falter and stall? Is it the men in tight shorts, muscles and sweat, or the outsider on which you can lay a long bet? Now, I like netball, it's full of fun, and football for me is just a pain in the bum. It's the crows and hawks this and magpies that. So what's the surprise when they're mauled by a cat? Bombers, Blues, Dockers and Bears, and who's on the top? I scream out, who cares? And then there's that bloke who throws the grass to see if the breeze will impact on his pass. Someone tell the poor bugger, because he doesn't know. It's an indoor stadium where the wind doesn't blow. And God forbid one should lose, of that there's no chance. The excuses are great. Caught up in advance, the siren was late, the ground's full of frost, the umpire's a mongrel, and that's why we lost. And because they can't breathe when they're kicking for goal, they whip out their mouth guard to stick in a hole. It's so unhygienic when it's been in their socks, and some of them shove that thing down their jocks. And how hard can it be to play this stupid game when you just have to line the ball up in a frame? They can stand dead in front, 30 feet out at most, and still kick like a drongo and hit the point post. So here's a list of rules for new blokes on the scene. Have a silly hairdo and tats that look mean. Your girlfriend must be thin and hold on to the reins, because we're all sure she didn't choose you for your brains. And it's a Brownlow medal for the end of the season. The Wags will be wearing, for no rhyme or reason, a frock that's held up with spit and a prayer and some oversized bling that's stuck in bleached hair. Then we're all subjected to grand final day, when the MCG's magic is on full display. But it's not in solemn reverence when we all bow our heads. It's because the singer's ripping our anthem to shreds. So let's just get it over in one final blow. But it's on every channel, every blasted show. Postmortems, dissections, they analyse it all. For goodness sakes, people, it's just a red ball. And you're probably wondering why I'm so annoyed, because one day it will be over, so I should be buoyed. But the truth is, like most, I hate tricky cons, and they turned my South Melbourne into the Sydney Swan.
Ah, that's where it's all come from, Rhonda. Congrats, that is a terrific poem. Well done. I can't agree with every sentiment. And, you know, we're following your interview up with the football report. So, that was very clever. And so you're an old South Melbourne girl.
Oh, I was, yes, but I hold a grudge, Matt.
Oh, indeed. Well, let's not go there. Rhonda, great to chat to you. We'll have to have a yarn to you again at some stage soon. And congratulations on winning the Australian Bush Poetry Championship. And best of luck with your ongoing work, both in the kids' books and on the poetry circuit.
Thank you so much, Matt, for having me. It was a pleasure.
It's been great to chat to you.
Thank you.
Rhonda Talnash there from Violet Town on ABC Golden Murray. And on the subject of football, that's what we'll be talking